This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
You got your T-shirt on, darling.
Got my T-shirt on.
Yes, spring has sprung.
Morning, Anastasia. Good morning, Melbourne.
Good morning, darling.
Hey, you came over yesterday.
I did come over yesterday.
And you've been cooking.
A very awkward situation, wasn't it?
It was very awkward.
You opened the door and I was very, very, well, I was paranoid at the fact that I was cooking in a kitchen all day and that I smelt of kitchen, because I know it's a very terrible smell. And I was apologising profusely to you as you answered the door, as we're walking down your hallway. As we get to your kitchen, we sit down, you make me a coffee. We're having a chat and I could smell something and it was really bad. And I actually thought you soiled your pants. And I felt for you because I know you've been going through stuff lately, and I thought the guy's actually shedding himself. Didn't say anything for ages. And then you finally tell me, Anastasia, are you okay with the smell? And you had, what, chook shit outside,
I put,
did you?
Chook poo around my garden.
And but left the doors open.
I knew you were coming, so I opened up all the back doors and all the back windows, and I thought, I'll just let it waft in.
Oh, it was absolutely disgusting. And I was actually quite surprised that I didn't ask you if you had soiled your pants. Shocking.
It's a horrible smell, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's really bad.
I feel sorry for my neighbours. Hey, coming up, I got a new bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Quite funny. Plus, a new weight loss technique. Tell you about that soon.
Can't wait. Talk me through it.
Hey, we've got to, you know, we've got to relax a bit more. We've got to let our bodies go.
Yeah, we do. I've let mine go.
Not be so
Trust
worried
me,
about
let it go anymore.
About what we look like, how much muscle we've got, all this. Yeah. You know, it's all about just...
Says the guy that goes training four times a week.
I'm going to let it go.
Are you really?
Okay, in fact, I'm going to accelerate it.
Really?
Yes. Because there's this new bag I can get.
Yeah.
And it's like a, you know, a bum bag.
Yeah,
but you
I love
wear
bum
it
bags.
On the front of your belly.
Yeah.
And it's got a picture of a fat gut. And it looks so real that it's...
Why are people wearing
these? I don't know.
I
but
have no idea.
I reckon it's great. It's almost... Because it might make it trendy to have a big fat belly.
Yeah.
Which I think will be so much
well,
better.
Well, I've got one, so I don't need to go buy one.
You can just
moment.
Lift your T-shirt up.
Yeah, I've got
up.
A peanut belly. Peanut butter belly. Oh, my God, it's massive.
I can't decide between these two. There's the Allen or the Sherman. And the Allen looks a bit lower up. Bit more like me. It's got light brown hair. But the Sherman's probably a little bit too dark. But I thought I might try it on and see what you think
you
of
should.
It.
You'll look kind of sexy, I think.
Hey, did you eat a whole thing of peanut butter last night?
I had a full-on peanut butter and I've decided I don't want a gunt.
You don't want one?
No. That's like the bum bag. Is that inappropriate? Gunt. Gunt is that thing that hangs over. You know, oh my God. You know what I mean?
Maybe I've got one of those. We're just talking about we're going to let our bodies go.
Yeah, well, I've already let mine go. Talk for yourself, mate. I've let mine go.
You got all your gym stuff on now, though.
Yeah, I'm so starting today.
You're going to try and lose some weight.
Been saying that for 8 months. Yeah, but I've let myself go. You haven't
yet. Oh, a little bit.
Really?
A little bit. So you're
going to... A bit of a gut, actually.
You're going to walk home, are you? Stop looking at my gut.
Gut or gun? No, gut.
Gut.
Sorry.
You're going to walk home today? Lose
I'm walking
weight.
Home today, yes.
What is the most extreme thing you've done to lose weight?
I've had my jaw wired.
What?
I'm joking. I think the most extreme is I've done those juicing crappy diets before.
You've done all that?
They've never worked. I've done chew mindfully, like count how many chews you're doing with your food, and that did not work because I snore. Like, can you imagine me counting every chew? What a load of crap, so that didn't work.
And I'm such a fast eater, I can
yeah,
be two
I've done
chews.
The no-cut. I've done everything, darling. At the end of the day, peanut butter is the only way. What about you?
I remember a few years ago, this guy, we were doing comp together, so we were actually doing a bodybuilding comp together.
Yes.
And he had this stuff, I don't know what it was. It wasn't an illegal drug,
right.
But it was something. And
which means that it was illegal.
And he was taking it and his body just stripped and I was getting really jealous thinking, oh my God, he's going to beat me if I don't.
God.
So he gave me some of it and I took it and it was just amazing strip. But I don't think it was very healthy.
Did you get caught up in that whole thing of bodybuilding and like would you get on the stage and then get that crappy spray tan? And
I went to the stage and then I chickened out.
Right,
and I
why?
Didn't do it because I just thought, oh, it was superficial. I wasn't interested. And
oh, wow.
I more did it to actually get myself fit and lose weight.
Right.
That was my motivation.
Like, yeah,
but then
right.
where the gym I was going to was all part of the culture.
Yeah,
to, you
sure.
sort of had to, you know, you're expected to enter and all that. And then at the last minute I said, nah, you know what, I'm not going to. But,
yeah.
But it did work, yeah. whatever it was. But it wasn't, didn't taste very good, I can
right.
tell you that. I don't know if I can get that again, though.
What?
Maybe walking's better. And we were talking about how we're going to lose a little bit of weight.
Yes.
We both need to.
Absolutely.
We're going to do it. But I found a solution. It's a new scientific breakthrough.
Right.
It's a skin patch that melts excess body fat away.
Like a nicotine patch?
Wherever you decide to apply it.
You're kidding.
No, it actually exists. Thanks to this new research.
Okay, does it happen instantly as soon as I put it on my gut?
I don't know if it's instantly, but it does reduce your fat by 20%.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
But it hasn't been released.
This means that my thighs are going to stop rubbing together.
You'll need a big one, but it hasn't been released. It's only been tested on mice or whatever they test on in the...
Right, okay.
It hasn't gone through clinical trials yet,
right.
But 20% reduction in fat, the only catch with it is it's a skin patch made up of hundreds of little needles.
You're kidding.
Nah, and you stick it on.
Look, I'll do anything to get rid of this body weight.
You'll need a big wrapper, like a blood pressure cuff on your legs. But it injects these little drugs, apparently, that dissolve or convert the fat into brown fat, which is burnt as energy. So there you go.
So choose the fat off.
I don't know how long it's going to be, but we just need a big body shape suit, like a wetsuit.
I'd love it. I'd love it.
How good would that be?
Yeah,
how
absolutely.
Easy, too. Now, you're the younger sibling.
I am the younger sibling.
So am I.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon you're the funniest?
Absolutely. Actually, no, I don't. I think my sister is a lot funnier than me, but she's a nerd alert and people don't notice that she's funnier. Because I'm so much more extroverted than her, but no, I wouldn't say I am.
Because
funnier.
Her sort of conscientiousness
overpowers
that. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm the troublemaker. Yeah, so I appear to be funnier, but man, she's got some lines on her.
Because according to a new poll, younger siblings typically see themselves as being funny, while elders claim to be more successful and organised.
Well, that's a true representation of my family.
Because I feel a greater weight of responsibility. You reckon it's true?
Well, it depends how you define success. I guess years ago I would have defined my sister being a lot more successful. I don't actually necessarily think that now. Because success is not for me anymore about money and material things, I guess.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I reckon we were the opposite. I think my brother might have been a bit funny. But also, he was older, of course.
Mm.
But I think it was because I'm gay and I was different.
Are you gay, really?
I felt like I had to prove myself. So
yes.
I was more focused on academic success.
Wow, okay.
And achievements to try and overcompensate, you know, for not being the straight son.
Yeah, so that was
the
motivator.
Yeah, so that was...
So you probably
overcompensated. I reckon this study could be a load of rubbish, actually.
Yeah,
in
I
that
reckon
case.
It is too.
Maybe in the perfect world where everyone's sort of even, it might be
Where are you
be
getting...
True.
Did you get that study from Maryland University?
Not from Maryland University.
Okay. Right. Hey, listen, I have got, you know, as I was living in Sydney a couple of years ago,
yes.
I've got credit at a camera store, $400 worth.
Oh, wow.
I've decided I want to get a GoPro.
Oh, really?
How good would it be to have a GoPro?
Yeah, I would
just attach it to myself and just walk around and people can get an insight into my world.
Would you just use it for day-to-day stuff? And we'd all be watching Anastasia's life.
I'd probably use it in my car because I drive a lot and I get a lot of creative ideas in my car.
There's a guy... in Ireland who had a GoPro recently and he videoed his whole vacation.
Oh, wow.
But he had
it's a great way to do it.
Well, it is a great way, but he had it facing the wrong way. So he's standing there looking at all these, you know, tourist icons and all you see is his face looking at, oh, wow, look at this.
That's brilliant.
The whole holiday. How annoyed would you be?
I bet it's more entertaining than the actual holiday, though, watching that video of him.
I reckon
it's so funny.
So all you can see is an escalator behind him as he's looking out to something and he's described.
I've got to watch that footage.
I tried one once.
Did you?
A while ago, and when I was skiing, because I thought, oh, I want to, you know,
great for skiing.
I want to show some people, you know, overseas the terrain that we're going in, and I did it. But again, it was someone in front of me who had one, so and it was sort of following me, if you know what I mean. And then we got to the end. I went, yes, that's fantastic. And I had this big gooby thing in my mouth, and I. It was horrible. So I'm not so sure they're a good idea.
That's dangerous.
We got a new $10 note.
We do.
I'm not sure why they released
it.
Yeah, it's come out.
Wow.
New $10 note.
I haven't got one.
It's got a cockatoo on it, a holographic cockatoo.
Oh, right.
On the note.
The end bit, yeah.
But it's kept the two people on it. So it's kept Banjo Patterson, you know, the poet, famous for waltzing.
Have you read his poetry, Warren?
As a kid, Waltzing Matilda and The Man from Snowy River.
Did you ever waltz to Matilda?
But it's also got Mary Gilmore on it. Now, I reckon a lot of people don't know about Mary.
Yep.
And I think she's a pretty cool Australian. Do you know her?
No, I don't.
She
should be very embarrassed about this because I get a feeling I do.
But no, but I think we need to celebrate her a bit more. She's very cool. She started off as a teacher.
Yes.
She moved to Paraguay to start up some utopian socialist colony. She moved back here and she wrote for all these radical publications and on social justice issues, including women's suffrage, a fairer welfare system and Indigenous rights.
Oh, love her already.
And she's published huge amounts of poetry, historical writing, memoirs, and then in 1950 she became a columnist for the Communist Party's official newspaper. So she's a writer.
Wow, she sounds incredible.
She's an activist. Yeah. She sounds pretty cool and she's on our $10 note still.
Oh, that's fantastic.
If you had to put a third person on the $10 note, who would you put on?
Oh, God, this is a tricky question. I wish you prepared me for it. Look, it'd probably be either Franco Cozzo.
Franco Cozzo. Or
Effie Stephanidis.
Effie, she'd be really cool.
So Effie Goodthanks or Franco Cozzo, because look, this is a very multicultural city. Australia is very multicultural. And why not celebrate, you know, the guy that has stuff under his bed?
Or, you know what you could do? You could.
I'd love to see his little face on my $10 note. I'd spend it gladly.
Maybe the next lot of $10 notes will have some sort of, you know, video on them rather than just a still image. And you could have him with his, you know, his ads.
Totally. Imagine if I got some $10 note.
Oh,
you'd spend it. What about you?
Oh, I'm going to be a bit more boring. I'd probably put Frank McFarlane Burnett.
Oh, God, that sounds incredibly boring.
Because I reckon we don't celebrate our scientists enough.
Yeah, right.
And his contributions to immunology were absolutely massive. So I would put someone like that
on. So what was his name again?
Frank McFarlane Burnett.
Okay, I prefer Franco Cozzo. I got a message in from Anonymous saying, if there's a cockatoo, I can't help but think Dame Edna should be on the note. I love Dame Edna. Or Molly Meldrum. Love Molly too. Celebrate the Aussie arts. In another 15 years' time, we could consider Kylie, but she's not old enough yet.
Edna could go on it though, but I reckon in a few years' time we're going to have little videos on our notes.
Yeah, probably will.
And they'd be so entertaining. Yeah. You could just sit there and stare at them.
Yeah, you'd never want to give your money away though. Got a couple of messages in. Eddie Mabo on one side of the $10 note, Louita Donahue on the other. By the way, loving our show. That's from Catherine.
Thanks,
that's
Catherine.
Great, Catherine. Another one from Andy. He says, how about anyone alive? The only living person on the Australian banknote is Queen Elizabeth.
That's true.
Very, very good point.
Hey, I reckon we need to be a little bit happier.
Yeah, I think everyone could do with a bit more happiness.
Yeah, I reckon. We've both had a bit of stuff going on.
We've had a really big year, haven't we?
Oh, massive year.
Me moving back to Melbourne has been very confronting, but it's getting better.
It is getting better. Well, I think I've got a solution for us because the new happiness index, which was developed by Oxford Economics, has found that sex and sleep are the two things that have the strongest association with a person's happiness and well-being.
Wow.
Well above money.
No way.
Well above money.
So sex and sleep. Look, I'm doing the sleep thing. I don't know about the sex thing. Oh, look, I have sex with myself, but does that actually count?
I don't know. Maybe it does.
I would disagree with this study. I would say food and sleep is way more pleasurable and you'll be happier.
Than sex.
I mean, look, if I gave you an option now, well, what's the best food that, like, if, what's your favourite food?
A peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Without a doubt.
If I gave you a tub of peanut butter or hummus,
I'd be so happy.
A night out with some dude, some sex. What would you go for?
I'd go for the peanut butter.
Go to the hummus, mate. You know what I'm saying?
I'd go the peanut butter any day.
Exactly.
But they also found that while upping your income causes very little increase to your happiness, being well-rested and well-sexed has a significant impact.
No, look, it's true. There's bits of it that's true because you do have a good sleep.
Afterwards. Maybe that's what it is.
Afterwards. You have the best sleep.
That's what it
is. After a bit of jiggy-jiggy, don't you?
So, we've pulled this.
But you do after a bit of hummus as well.
You do. We've pulled this to bits. It's not the sex.
No.
It's just the sleep. It's the sleep and it's the effect the sex has on your sleep. That's it.
Jaggedy.
We've got to sleep more. Good night, Anastasia.
Night-night.
Now, we've been talking earlier about we want to get fit. Summer's coming up.
Yes.
We're going to the gym.
Yes.
Well, you've been going to the gym for 6 months. You joined a couple of months ago,
yes, exactly.
Which is great.
I will be going, darling.
And you're going to be walking.
Today's the day.
But you know what? I've got a quicker solution for you.
Talk to us.
This is a quick solution. Mm. Well, I don't know how. It might be a bit painful, though. But a woman has removed 6 ribs. to look like Wonder Woman.
You're kidding me.
And she said, I don't do this for vanity. That's right. Pixie Fox revealed how she'd spent around $1 million so she could fulfill her vision of becoming the iconic superhero, including work on her breasts, eyelids and waist. And the most extreme surgery was removing 6 ribs to achieve a tiny 16-inch waist.
I just had a visual of them on a barbecue on a hot summer's night, you sipping on your Sauv Blanc, going, oh, lovely.
This is Pixie's ribs. And apparently the world record is 14.5-inch waist.
Oh, my God. This is actually quite disturbing. It's actually really disturbing. Sad, isn't
it? She's quoted as saying, I don't do this for vanity. For me, I see myself as a science project.
Right.
I'm a pioneer in the beauty industry. I'm pushing the beauty industry forward. I was the first woman in the world.
She's certainly pushing it forward.
Six of her ribs. Who would do... Aren't they meant to protect your tummy and stuff?
Yeah, it's really... That's a horrifying story. Thanks for sharing that with us, Warren.
And if you have a look at the
picture... We give you the facts here and the news.
If you have a look at the picture...
That's uplifting.
It doesn't look good. It doesn't look...
Terrible.
It's tiny. It's really sad,
Maybe
actually.
Maybe I should do it.
Crack. Hey, you're going to walk today?
Yes. I love the way you just pointed at me. Hey.
Because you want to lose some weight.
Yeah, I want to lose a bit of weight.
You've got all your gym gear on now.
Yes, I have.
Anastasia's wearing tights. She looks pretty good.
Do you know what's actually really funny? Can I quickly tell you something? I saw the personal trainer that actually took me through my program about 6 weeks ago. And I saw him in my tights the other day at Coles Supermarket. And I got so embarrassed. He goes, where have you been? And I was wearing my exercise outfit. How hilarious is that? Anyway,
he probably thinks you've gone to another gym or something. Well, you're going to walk home. Now, you've got a bit of distance. We won't reveal where you live, but you've got a bit of distance to walk.
You can give my address.
Got a bit of distance to walk. Now, if you go... I'm just going to tell you this up front. I don't want you to do what this other woman's doing. If you need to go to the loo, you find a toilet. You don't go and do it in someone's front
lawn. Depends. If you're in nature...
No, you don't do it because that's what's happening in Colorado Springs to poor Kathy Budd. She spotted a woman pulling down her pants, squatting on a small patch of grass on multiple occasions.
So what, she's letting him number two on someone's lawn?
That's right. Her kids have run inside and said, oh, my goodness, there's a lady taking a poo. So she went outside. She goes, are you serious? Are you really taking a poo right in front of my kids on the lawn? And she just goes, yeah, sorry, pulls up her pants and runs off.
Maybe she has a phobia around toilets.
I don't know.
Well, at least she's doing it on people's lawns. But
she's doing it in the ones, so you think she'd run away.
You know, some people use chook shit, some people use human shit. Why not?
She's been spotted going to the toilet in the same place numerous times since she had the run-in.
Wow. I wonder if she's carrying around toilet paper with her.
No, she's not carrying that. Maybe she thinks she's a dog. You know how they like to
poor
go in the same spot all the time?
Oh.
Yeah, poor thing. So if you need to go, you find a loo. Have you ever turned up somewhere and had the same clothes?
You know, do you remember the Kung Fu shoes that were out years ago, like 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Wherever I'd turn up, they had them.
They had the same shoes?
They'd be wearing the same shoes and the skinny acid wash jeans. So, yes, it's happened many times, but it hasn't happened in my recent years. Why?
No.
Why do you ask?
No, because it happened to me once. I was presenting at a conference and two of the presenters, we had the same shirt.
That is actually really embarrassing.
It was really embarrassing.
It's almost like as soon as you see somebody wearing what you're wearing, you kind of get put off wearing it.
Oh, it was horrible.
You kind of lose your individuality. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my shirt.
Lucky it was a good shirt.
Yeah.
But anyway, six women have turned up to their friend's wedding wearing exactly the same dress.
That is brilliant.
Exactly the same dress. Sydney resident Debbie Speranza posted, you really should start a bridal registry on the where they purchased the dress from.
They should have ended up being the bridesmaids.
Well, that's what I thought they looked like.
Yeah.
You know, but no, they weren't at all. But they all had the same
dress. That is so embarrassing.
What would you do?
Oh, I'd take my clothes off.
Colin, have you ever turned up to a wedding wearing the same dress?
Yes, way back in the 70s, I think there were about 10 of us wearing a powder blue safari suit. It was absolutely beautiful.
You'll have to send us a photo.
Sounds hot.
Thanks, Colin. Do you have any tattoos?
Do I have any tattoos?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, I'd like to know. Guy went to Ibiza on a bit of a boys' holiday.
Yes.
And he met up with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they were having a great time, a few drinks and what have you. He decided to get a tattoo, right? And he asked his girlfriend, he said, what should I get? And she goes, oh, get me with my tits out, right? So he got the tattoo all over his back.
Can you do a voice? Can we go there? Get me with me tits out.
Tits out. He got the tattoo all over his back, right? And he said he then they split up.
So I wonder if his shoulder blades would have been her boobs.
I don't know where the boobs are. I have to have another look at it. But They split up not long after. So he's got this tattoo of his girlfriend topless on his back, and he said he got sick of people coming up to him and squeezing her boobs.
Do you know what? That is so, so silly.
Isn't it so silly? Poor guy, he'll never be able to get rid of her. Well, you can get it.
Have a tattoo of me tits, darling. You know me very well.
Hey, do you watch period dramas?
Period dramas?
Drummers.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
It's like, are you for real?
Because there was that one that was set in Melbourne. Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries.
Red. Yeah, go on.
Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries with Friday Fisher. There's a bit of a cult following for it.
Go on.
It was a great series.
Yes.
I think it's had three series so far. But it's very popular.
It is very popular. I'm sure it's fantastic. I just haven't seen it.
Well, it's going to be heading heading for the big screen.
Oh, wow, so they're making a film.
Yep, there was a crowdfunding campaign for the Miss Fisher movie, and it hit its goal within hours. They needed to get a gap of 250 grand. They reached it in 30 days as well. So, therefore, it's going to happen. So there's going to be a movie coming out. Don't know when it's going to come out, but it's going to be filmed all around, mainly in Melbourne, but all around the world as well,
fantastic.
In Paris and various scenes. So you can look forward
to it. Let's clarify, it's not a period
it's
drama.
A period, it's a period drama. It's warming up. It's going to be 22 today.
Yes.
It's already 15. 22 today. The snakes are starting to come out.
Right.
So you've got to be careful. I saw one last year near my place, inner city.
Are you scared of them?
Oh, I'm so scared of them.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you see one, don't be an idiot, because this guy over in Arizona was having a party and this snake wandered in. So he decided he'd be a man, as he said in his quote, and he said, I'm going to cook it. So he picked the thing up to cook it on his barbecue.
You're kidding.
How cruel is that?
Yeah.
It bit him on the face. It bit him
That's
on the face.
Brilliant.
He said, I had to go to hospital.
That'll teach you.
How's that? That'll teach you. That's karma,
that
isn't it? Leave him alone if you see him. Leave him alone. Hey, if you're going to climb a mountain, what would you wear?
What would I wear? I'd probably wear what I'm wearing right now.
Your little tights
exercise.
But what if it's a cold, freezing mountain?
Oh, babe, look, I don't know.
You're going to dress up. You're going to wear a coat.
Puffer jacket,
A
scarf.
Some outdoor gear. You know, sensible stuff, some gloves.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. Well, a guy, unfortunately, in Wales has decided to climb a mountain in his underwear.
You're kidding.
Yep, in his underwear. In his underwear, and he got hypothermia.
Oh,
as a result,
you're
they had to
kidding
carry
me.
Him off. But you know, there is a bit of a sad story to this, because he was doing it to raise money for dementia. Apparently, his mum's got dementia, so it's quite a sad story. It went completely wrong, but he was climbing.
Did
in
it
his
go
undies.
Viral though? Because he was climbing in his undies. That's probably why he did it, to get the attention, maybe for the cause. Or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, he looks pretty good standing there, but apparently, was on the way down. He fell ill. So poor guy.
Yeah, that's terrible. Hey, you don't trust me, do you?
I do trust you.
You don't trust me at all.
I do.
And it's quite hilarious because, you know, you've got things to do today. You're very, very busy. And you're like, I'm really worried about tomorrow's show. And I'm like, why are you worried? I'll work on the run sheet. And you're like, no, it's okay. I'm really panicky about it.
I do trust you. I trust you 100%.
We'll be back-to-back music
so tomorrow.
Back-to-back. Breakfast Radio with Anastasia and Warren with uplifting music. Because Anastasia's left with the run sheet on her own. Warren can't work on the show. No, look, it's still going to be, I promise you, we'll deliver you a great show regardless.
Absolutely. So we're back 6:30 tomorrow.
Yes, we can't wait to be with you.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.